The Mamas and the Papas were one of the North American groups to maintain widespread success during the British invasions, others being the Byrds, the Beach Boys, the Doors, Jefferson Airplane, Buffalo Springfield, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Loving Spoonful. The group recorded and performed from 1965 to 1968, releasing 5 albums and achieving 10 hit singles. Denny Doherty, Cass Elliot, John Phillips, and Michelle Phillips formed the group after previous folk groups had failed. The foursome hit it big immediately after forming the Mamas and the Papas with California Dreaming. The band's name was inspired by a daytime television talk show before the group recorded their debut album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. The band was known for a short time as The Magic Circle. Wanting an easier name to remember, it is rumored that they were sitting and watching a daytime talk show and brainstorming over a new name. This particular talk show featured a member of the Hells Angels motorcycle group. The first thing that they heard from the television was, "Now hold on there, Hoss. Some people call our women cheap, but we call them our mamas." Cass Elliot jumped up and exclaimed, "Yeah, I want to be a mama." Michelle chimed in that she wanted to be a mama too. John and Denny looked at each other, and John said, "Papas? Okay, problem solved." And the band had a new name. Monday Monday was written by John and Michelle Phillips in 1966. It was the group's first number one hit in the U.S. and it reached it on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday,
ZZ Top formed in 1969 in Houston, Texas. The group members are Billy Gibson, guitar and vocals, Dusty Hill, bass guitar and vocals, and Frank Beard on the drums, who, ironically, is the only member that doesn't have a beard. They hold the distinction of being one of the first rock groups still composed of its original members after more than 35 years. They remain together today and still tour and release albums. ZZ Top was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March 15th of 2004. The origins of the band's name is not officially known. The rumor is the real origin is derived from the name of Bluesmaster B.B. King. They wanted to call themselves ZZ King, but that sounded too similar to their blues legend hero. They figured that King was at the top, so thus they settled on ZZ Top.
Yeah.
AC/DC formed in Sydney, Australia in 1973 by the brothers Angus and Malcolm Young. The band is considered pioneers of hard rock along with other bands such as Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, and Black Sabbath. Its members, however, have always classified their music as rock and roll. Angus and Malcolm claimed that they developed the idea for the band's name after seeing the acronym AC/DC on the back of a sewing machine owned by their sister. AC/DC is an abbreviation of alternating current, direct current, which indicated that an electrical device can use either type of power. The brothers felt that this name symbolized the band's raw energy and power-driven performances, and the name stuck. You Shook Me All Night Long appeared on one of the most successful albums in music history, Back in Black. The song also reappeared on their later album, Who Made Who. It is one of the band's top 40 singles and reached number 35 in the North American Pop Singles Chart in 1980. It is regarded by some as AC/DC's biggest hits. You Shook Me All Night Long placed at number 91 on VH1's list of the 100 Greatest Rock Songs.
She wasn't
rock singer, songwriter, and musician Alice Cooper's born Vincent Damon Furnia, career spans of 4 decades with a stage show that features guillotines, electric chairs, fake blood, and boa constrictor. Cooper draws equally from heavy metal, horror movies, and vaudevillian acts to create a theatrical brand of rock and roll that would come to be known as shock rock. Alice Cooper was originally a band name with frontman Vincent Furnia portraying the lead persona. In 1974, Furnia legally changed his name to Alice Cooper and launched a successful solo career. Since their first single release in 1966, when the band was known as The Spiders, the original Alice Cooper band broke into international music mainstream with the 1972 hit School's Out. Rock and roll band The Animals is considered part of the 1960s British Invasion. Known for their gritty, bluesy sound and deep-voiced frontman, Eric Burdon, as exemplified in their signature song, House of the Rising Sun. This song was recorded in June of 1964 and became a huge transatlantic hit. Burden's vocals and dramatic arrangement created arguably the first folk rock hit. There is still some disagreement as to who might have been the strongest influence on the band's arrangement. Josh White recorded the original song twice, first in 1944 and then in 1949, or by Nina Simone, who recorded her version in 1962, predating even Bob Dylan's version. The original Animals were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994.
God, I do.
Sabbath was formed in Aston, Birmingham, England in 1966 under the name Pokotelk Blues Band, soon shortened to Pokotelk, then later Earth. Earth's music took on a darker theme when their bassist Geezer Butler wrote an occult-themed song titled Black Sabbath. When the band found themselves being confused with another local band called Earth, they adopted the song title as their new name. Lead vocalist Osborne recounts that the band's signature sound was discovered almost by accident. Osborne talks about another band member remarking on how funny it is that people would be willing to go to see a movie that was intended to scare them. The band soon began writing dark, ominous music intended to be the rock answer to horror films, demonstrating their disdain for pop music of the 1960s. Clearwater Revival, commonly referred to by their initial CCR, or simply Creedence, fronted by John Fogerty and hailing from the Bay Area of California. The band was influenced by the swamp blues genre that came out of the South Louisiana in the 1950s and the early mid-1960s. The band started out as the Blue Velvets, formed by John Fogerty, Doug Clifford, and Stu Cook in El Cerrito, California in the late 1950s. In 1959, they began backing Tom Fogerty, John's older brother, on gigs. During a short period in the mid-1960s, the band was called The Visions and then The Gollywogs. In 1967, Sal Zendek purchased Fantasy Records. He offered the band the chance to record a full album, only if they would change the group's name. The band took on the name from Creedence Newball, a friend of Tom Fogerty in Clearwater, a reference to the band's concern for ecology and revival, which spoke to the band members' commitment to their band. August 1st, 1953, in Columbus, Georgia, is a blues musician, guitarist, and singer. He started playing the guitar in his early teens, but originally Cray wanted to become an architect. By the early 80s, Cray was opening for such major stars as Clapton, and has sold out larger venues as a solo artist. He continues to record and tour. Cray appeared multiple times on Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival and is currently supporting Clapton on his 2006-2007 world tour.
You're not sitting there alone. remember just what I've done. I can hear the sirens whining, my eyes blinded by the sun. I know that I should be running, my heart's beating just like the drum. Now they've knocked me down and taken it, and still I'm smoking gun.
Lobo on Roland Kent Lavoie, July 31, 1943, in Tallahassee, Florida, is a singer-songwriter who was successful in the early 1970s, scoring several top 10 hits, including Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, and I'd Love You to Want Me. In 1972, Lobo released the album of A Simple Man, which yielded back-to-back top 10 hits, including his biggest, Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend and I'd Love You to Want Me, which was Lobo's biggest hit, climbing to number 2 on the Billboard charts in 1972, and later reached number 1 in Germany, and in mid-1974, number 5 in the UK.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair, and when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. You told yourself years ago you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they gave. I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. What you tried so not to show. Now something in my soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I
Formerly recognized as the Moody Blues, appeared for the first time in Birmingham, England in 1964. Their name evolved from a planned sponsorship from the M&J Brewery and was a subtle reference to the Duke Ellington song, Mood Indigo. The 1967 release of Days of Future Past, which contained the two singles Tuesday Afternoon and Nights in White Satin, were massively popular and brought the band worldwide recognition. Let's listen to Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I love you. Send.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Drop a dime before